Greetings. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Beyond Earth Show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and thank you, all of you, for joining me on today's November 15th, 2025 transmission. And today's topic, I'd like to delve a bit into bringing heaven onto earth in your daily life. And in the ways that you can proceed to integrate and work with your soul's transmission, with your karmic transmutations, with your daily life, the mundane, the normal, the routine, but also externalizing outwardly and bringing back in the heavenly realm into your field and to expand on that. And it's actually even more so an opportune time, as any day in the present moment is a time to be alive. Every single day that we live, that we exist, that we are granted another day to live is always a blessing. It's always a gift, no matter what is going on in our internal or external world, that every day is truly indeed the gift of the present, the gift of life, the gift of our breath. And whatever we face, whatever transgressions, however dark, if we're in the shadow, if we're trying to get back to the light, if we're trying to get back on the path to God, to Jesus, to Buddha, whatever is respective to you, regaining your faith in God, regaining your faith in the Creator, regaining your faith in yourself, then it's always divine time for that every day, regardless of what's going on in the planetary realms and the celestial realms, whatever's going on in the world, because your world matters. And in your individual respective experience that we all go through, no 2 days will be alike. No 2 experiences will be alike, much like a blueprint. So we go into the blueprint of the soul. We go into our inner realm. We go into our external realm. And this is an opportune time, even more so, exacerbating the focus and the themes. Because technically right now we are in a Mercury retrograde, and that ends at the end of the month, and there's the shadow phase. And Mercury is the planet of communication. Retrograde means going backward. And so this is definitely a time for a redo, revisit, reassess, reexamine, double check everything. Make sure you back up your, you know, important documents, your important pictures. Make sure you check your cars. If it's like the batteries, if it's an oil change, if it's tuning up, because anything with communication via electronics, automobiles, flights, you know, anything with cell phones, it's just communication, anything communication based, or also to a time to revisit if it's a project, even if it's cleaning your closet or your garage or writing that email to an old friend from college or junior high that you really felt the need to reconnect. This is a time for reunion and revisit, reassessing, or even a time to make amends from something years back. If it's a time to seek forgiveness, if it's a time to seek some closure or some clarity, even with the self one-on-one, one to self, right? So in addition to the Mercury retrograde, this is where it's even more opportune, because we're in also a Jupiter retrograde that began on 11/11. And that is estimated to go through March 11th, 2026. So all the time that we have right now from 11/11 of 2025 going into March 11th, 2026. And I'll get into 11/11 as far as the grand importance of that. And maybe I should just preface with that, is that there are such things as master numbers, and 11/11 has been long revered as a manifestation portal. And so whenever there are transits, or even a transit within your own realm, even if you're not into astrology, or you don't really care, or you really love it, or you're really an expert on it, there's transits no matter what. And so we have a transit within ourself. But then when we have the amplification of the planetary and celestial transits, this 11/11 manifestation portal truly does contribute to the amplification of the transits of the power and the energy and the life force that is exponentially resulting in what manifests in our tangible quality. So numerology is representative with what we can see, what we can deduce, what we can add. Numbers don't lie, just like blood work doesn't lie. Technically, numbers don't lie. So a lot of people prefer science and math because it's factual, right? And this is the time when, like, you can apply the tangible with the metaphysical and the spiritual and what's up for interpretation. And so the inner working of the tangibility of numerology is that it gives a good baseline into what is open from fact, from that base point, to the open interpretation of the one who is seeking the knowledge. And so when we look at master numbers, there's a great deal of spiritual insight to garner during this particular time. And when we look at in the, let's say, the double effect, if it becomes like a gateway, like a bridge, and it, well, like I was saying, the tangible to the spiritual, metaphysical, look at it as if this 11/11 that just transpired is essentially a spiritual gateway from the physical into the metaphysical realm of yourself or the self of others. And so you go in alignment with your soul's purpose, the archetype of your old self, your new self, your present self, to the future self. So when we get into this, bringing heaven upon earth into your realm, into your daily life, we can utilize these planetary aspects, these planetary transits, in assistance with our prayer, with our devotion, with our dedication, with our novenas, with our affirmations, with our conscious reconditioning, with what we are truly bringing into our field with a deep intentionality that's decisive. So at times we can be very indecisive at what do we want, how do we do this? And if we look at the, the how, the what, the why, we all have our why. What is your why? And what is the purpose behind that why? So that's where intentionality is so paramount. And then decisiveness is imperative to that intentionality because it has a double effect. It bridges the tangible to the spiritual when you do that. So again, I've spoken about this before, but when you write on paper, when you actively write on paper, the neural pathways in the brain, the neuroplasticity exercises, and to spell. And that's where spell comes from. Like if, oh, I'm under a spell, what, or, and then there's different connotations of the word spell, like it's a walk up the road, a spell up the road, right? But, or I'm under a dry spell with my gardening, right? There's so many different connotations. But in the use of spell, when you scribe the word, and if you look back at the apostles and those, that would write upon Jesus and discuss all of their observations, and when they're notating and they're scribing what they observe, the miracles, and there's a profoundness with the spelling of words in any language or any symbols, hieroglyphics, there's a spell. So when you place the tangible action of writing it down, like such as, I would like to pray for health, finances, love, friendship, harmony in my family dynamic, whatever it might be, example, right? When you write that down, and this is why it's so great to write prayers, you can write a prayer to God, you can write a prayer to a deceased loved one, you can write anything at all that you want to, a letter to yourself or a letter to your old self or in a spiritual realm of writing. And you literally are scribing, transcribing your subconscious thoughts, your higher conscious thoughts, the plea to God for a prayer, right? That's where a petition, and when we say the novenas, or if you're of a different frame of belief system, whatever works for you. But in those ways, That's all part of manifesting and bringing the psycho-spiritual and the metaphysical. And in that transpersonal realm, you're transmuting and bringing it back into the field where you can operate in a field that consists of a divine frequency. And thereby, you are in the state of integration. So, many of you, when you meditate or you pray, or you go into deep thought or you're focusing, even if it's on a term paper, you're writing a dissertation, or you're reading a manual on how to build something so simple like a baby crib or a cat tower, or even a manual on how to put something together at Home Depot, let's just pretend, or IKEA, I don't know, just whatever it might be. You're building a bookshelf. Whatever it is, when you're focused, you get through the chatter. So if it's on a micro scale, or if it's on a macro scale and you're a rocket scientist, however the scale of the project may be, and the great deal of importance that any project or anything that is meaningful as a goal to the person, to the self, it mandates in its own way a great deal of focus and being able to transcend the chatter. And when we call the monkey mind, and when Jesus would quiet his mind to focus, and in the Buddhist way of emptying the mind, right? Resetting the mind. So we go into a place of inner reflection during this time. And when we are allowing ourselves to go into this with the alignment that the universe and God is supporting us, and our spirit guides, our guardian angels, we're going into this. Let's say, like, we're building a house, but we're renovating it. And if we look at our mind, our body, our soul, our heart, our memory, we look at it like a house. Do you want to build a palace for yourself? Do you want to build a cabin in the woods? Do you want to build a tent? Whatever you're feeling at the time, like, wow, I feel like I just want to go and retreat into a cabin in the woods or a tent in the middle of the beautiful lake. In a backcountry camping excursion, and just be with the crickets and the frogs, and hear nature, and hear the trees, hear the leaves, hear the rustling of the wind upon the ponds or the lakes, and just be in nature and grounding the self. Or is it that you want a grand palace for yourself? Like, wow, I really need to rebuild from the ground up, or I want to make an addition to that renovation. So, when we renovate, using the tangible as something to draw from, to correlate as analogy wise. But if we go deeper and deeper and deeper within, what is it that we need to renovate internally? And sometimes we can force ourselves to push forward because society or family or colleagues or our children or our parents or siblings or whoever, we feel like, wow, well, if I don't get a move on this, then I'm going to fail. I'm going to essentially fail. And how do I do this? But then it adds extra pressure. And then what happens is procrastination, analysis paralysis. The procrastination enters in the field because we're so afraid of not executing it to the perfect scale in which we have the expectations. And so a profound therapist person had said to me once that it wasn't his words, but he said that unrealized expectations are a recipe for resentment. And so when you express in those ways to yourself that the expectation is on such a grand level, and the perfectionism just comes within and takes over and then paralyzes us. And it feels like a monster is sitting on our chest. And we're like, wow, have to get that baby crib perfect, or that bookshelf, or that, that molecular system that's going to change the world, right? Just however it is. The pressure is real. But if it's a personal goal, the pressure is even more real because there's a tangible outpicturing that you're relying on yourself in the inner realm of, okay, I've got to do the work. And it feels like I've been doing this work for 5 years or 10 years, but you don't realize that Every time you do the work on yourself, you're perpetually clearing and you're perpetually evolving. But it's about reattachment. What can reattach from the old habits? Because we can become a bit, with our inherent learned behavior, we can become a bit domesticated at times. And that's when we have to keep ourselves activated. And getting back to the procrastination and the root of the procrastination, that is the bane of most of our existences. Some people are very overeager, but they might rush it and they get it done on time, way ahead of time. But then they look at it and they're like, wow, I'm 1 month early, but I think I need to revise this. And then they spend all this extra time. And maybe their original manuscript was perfect as it was. And maybe by going through, because of their fear of their analysis, instead of it paralyzing them, they kept on a fleeting momentum of changing it till it became something completely different. It could have been a story on kitties, puppies, and frogs, and then it turned into something about unicorns, Pegasus, and wolves, and they lost their whole entire vision because of that fear of executing in that perfectionism way. So there's different ways in which this can apply to all of us. But in the mode of procrastination, that is typically the fear of executing it and completing it. Because what if, when you complete it, what is next? Let's just say that you fear procrastination in itself, and you're enduring the paralysis analysis, and you're utilizing this particular time right now of really going inward to really evolve with the master of your own universe, with God's intention. You're wanting to bring heaven into your field. You're wanting to bring the celestial kingdom of love and light and virtue and harmony and strength, and to be bold and to go after your goal. And you're in that frequency, but then you're terrified of, well, subconsciously terrified. Well, if I finish this, then what am I going to do? What if it's not received well? Or what if it doesn't look right? Or, what if it's not the perfect shade of gold when I'm finished painting it, whatever it might be, right? Or what if I sound like a fool when I finish this manuscript? Or what if I don't like this song when I finish composing this song, the lyrics, and you tweak it, whatever. But when you're in that realm, this is where the decisiveness, transmuting over the indecisiveness, and the intentionality really comes into play, especially during this time, because I'm going to explain a little bit more about Jupiter. And Jupiter is the planet of good luck and fortune and expansiveness. And like all planets created under God's kingdom and his divinity, and what there's karma everywhere. And sometimes we are reflecting with our karma, we're reflecting with our reaction to an action in every single way of our life. That's why we do good and we are good unto others. And if you do good and you be good, and things do happen that are out of our control at times, but when what happens when we are confronted with things that are out of our control, how do we work and navigate around that? How do we problem solve and create a resolution that is benefic for the self? So, in all of these kinds of normal daily expressions of feelings and encounters that most the general public goes through, and I can't cover it all at this time, but I'm just going to touch on a few things that affect us all daily, that get in the way of creating our new best self, that get in the way of bringing heaven on earth into our daily life. And so when we're pushing forward and we're feeling forced to push forward and externalizing those goals, and we're in the renovation process of ourselves, that's mostly the time when everybody hits a standstill because of that perfectionist mode of that. Not saying that everyone, when I say perfectionism, it doesn't mean that, oh, I think I'm so perfect, right? It more or less means that there is the pressure and the expectation that is sometimes thereby unrealized, and then we resent ourselves, right? So we go deeper and we look at, well, if I just go with the flow, then maybe I'm too lazy and then I don't care and then I miss the details. But sometimes you just have to let yourself go with the flow to see what organically unfolds. And then you can fine-tune it, but do it in a measure. So if you're working on renovating yourself and you're procrastinating on renovating yourself, and this is where I'm tying everything in with procrastination, intentionality, indecisiveness versus decisiveness, and adhering to the goals of your soul and looking at the frequencies of the tangible versus the spiritual, what you can see, what you can't see. And let's say that, especially right now, because right now, during these transits and Mercury retrograde and Jupiter retrograde, and it's also holiday season, we're in Scorpios. I mean, there's so many things going on, as always. But right now, though, the themes that are highlighted more so with the planet Jupiter are themes of home within the self, feeling comfortable with the home, because this Jupiter happens to be in Cancer, and that's the cardinal waters, and energy is in water. Emotions and memory are held in water. We're comprised of majority water. So water is all emotional based, and it's also the miracle of water. And in the alchemization of water and the memory that it holds and the vibration, you know, if you look at water, and I speak about Dr. Masaru Emoto, if you are not familiar with him, just look up Dr. Masaru Emoto, a beautiful, brilliant doctor from Japan who is now in heaven. But he had contributed fabulous, just gargantuan contributions to this world with his discoveries and making it so everyone can understand. But the secret language of water. And then there's so many beautiful books, and they're all translated into English. They can all be accessed. But when we're already in this rare portal for it's an interdimensional realm that we're looking upon, we're viewing. And then we're looking also in this rare portal dimensional transformation through this time. It really brings up the themes of healing your relationship with yourself, with receiving, right? So when you pray to God, when you ask the universe, however you pray, however you think, or if you don't pray and you just are being in your own belief system of whatever you believe, it's literally going to the narrative. What is your narrative saying to you? The, let's say, the archive of your story. And we can essentially say your hero's journey. What was the genesis of your life? What is your historical background, right? What is the exposition to your narrative right now? What happened back then to lead you to this point, positive or negative or neutral? But what do you want to change about it right now? So this right now especially is a great time to rewrite your inner narrative by being healed and healing yourself with your relationship to receiving. And how do we receive? How do we work on receiving? Well, by clearing out what doesn't serve us. And I know that might sound so simple hearing that. Well, if it was so easy, everyone would be clearing out their metaphysical closet or their skeletons, right? But it's not that easy. And I realize that. But that's why right now there's extra universal support during these transits, because it is an opportune time to utilize those frequencies, especially the closing of a year, right, of a calendar year, in which most people are looking at what is there going to be their New Year's resolution. And even though statistically New Year's resolutions don't always seem to land and stay consistent with everyone, and why is that? Because of fear of failure, fear of not being able to maintain, and that perpetual fear. And then we go back to procrastination of what if, what happens once I reach the top of Mount Kilimanjaro? What happens then? You know, then I climb Mount Everest, and then what happens then? Do I just plan on traversing the Great Wall of China next? I mean, I'm just giving examples. So it's like sometimes we seek to top ourselves, or we're scared that if we do accomplish what we know we can, but we're in fear, fear of becoming successful, fear of disappointing ourselves. But then there's the fear of never executing it. And then this is why rewriting your old narrative, rewriting your old stories about your who, what, why, your why, and you go into what you deserve ultimately. What do you deserve? And when you have the implementation of emotional security that you're working on by healing that relationship with receiving God's abundance, receiving God's miracles, giving yourself permission to receive. God is a very beautiful, loving, abundant God. God wants us to all be healthy, happy, in harmony, and to go about our Father's business. And when we're in our lower frequencies, that is the opposite of what God wants for us, but we are in a world that is perpetuated by, because we have the gift of free will, so it can be a circus at times out there, right? And we have to navigate around other people's opinions, their criticism, their attacks, and also their judgment. And that's why right now it's even more so important to embody more of that inner security with receiving God's love, God's belief in you, your belief in your own confidence, and to be bold and to let that inner transformation occur, because this is essentially an initiation period. So whatever the path that you believe in to walk upon, that's okay. It's respective to whatever you believe, as long as you believe that, yes, you can. And so, in this cosmic alignment, it's essentially granting permission to yourself that, yes, I can, from within, externalizing it out. So, if we look at the balance of everything, the yin and the yang, the dark and the light, we look at the Hermetic dictum, as above, so below, as within, so without. We can look at our baseline and we can look at how we can rediscover and reactivate ourself to become the best version of ourself while we're here on Earth. Hence, bringing the heaven of what we desire here upon Earth to us. And so when I talk about the what we deserve, right? Because Jupiter is a planet of prosperity, karma, good fortune, and the expansiveness. So, whatever contracts and expands, right? So, expansiveness, we can think about the expansiveness of benevolence, right? And we can look at the expansiveness of a goal. And we can apply the benevolence to the expansiveness of our goal. And if we are working on that inner renovation, and if it has to be that we detach ourselves for a certain degree to just to hone in on the inner voice, the still small voice of God, to quiet the mind, and we can transcend the chatter, the noise, the distraction of the rumination of thoughts, right? Rumination is the intrusive thoughts and going in the perpetual cycle of, wow, well, this is just horrific. I can't accomplish this. My colleagues will judge me. I remember I was so embarrassed and I failed and I made a spectacle of myself. It's very common where we can find a point of reference or multiple points of reference in which, wow, well, the last time I tried to execute a goal, I completely fell on my face, metaphorically fell on my face, and it was not well received. So, bah humbug, I'm not going to try it again. But this is a time, though, to revisit that in a comfortable and in a at your pace way to say, I'm going to rewrite that. I'm not going to say that that never happened, but I'm going to learn from that, draw from that. Now I have the blueprint to make this prototype work even better than the last one that failed. Because if you look at inventors, Right, they tried many times. If they had ceased trying to invent something, we wouldn't have all the inventions we do today, right? So we have to look at persistence, right? There's a persistence there. There's a unwavering belief that yes, I can create flight. I can create a beautiful iPhone device, or I can become an Oscar-winning actor or actress if I just keep going to like 200 auditions. If I don't give up, if I'm living in my car, but I'm believing in myself and writing checks to myself from the universe, and then it happens. I mean, these things do happen, right? To household names that we all know. It's a testament of what we can do when we really put our mind to something small, mediocre, or big. And when I say the small, mediocre, or big, is that every single goal counts. And some people might say, well, that's a mediocre goal. I really want to go big or go home. But we have to practice too with on the microcosm of things, because even on a small scale, it co-contributes to the reality of working towards your massive goal, right? So while we're in this Jupiter retrograde and we're looking at our capacity to receive, giving ourselves permission to invoke and receive and bring in the prosperity of visions, prosperity of goals, prosperity of belief in the self and the strength, prosperity and strength, because prosperity is synonymous with also, of course, wealth and money and assets. And when you couple that with prosperity and abundance of the heart, abundance of intellect, abundance of knowledge, abundance of collecting crystals and marbles and whatever, there's different ways in which these words are interpreted, but in the synonymous aspect, when you couple them together, what is true wealth for you? Wealth is health, wealth in spirit, wealth in love, wealth in luck, or wealth in money, or wealth in all of it and above, right? So you look at the specifics, and that's why details really truly do matter, because details. And being specific when it comes to prayer, asking God for exactly what you want. And sometimes you might get something even greater, even if it's a little later than the time frame that you wanted, but it's literally everything you asked for, right? So when you highlight in your realm, you highlight these themes of your healing, of your, let's say, your emotional backbone. You come out of a scarcity imprint of, well, I don't deserve. Is that coming from a place of self-worth where you have to look at your inherent self-worth? Is that a place that you have to maximize a little bit more and look at your self-worth to get to the next bridge of actually getting closer to receiving the goal in which you seek? And some people do procrastinate with looking within. That's very common. It's because it's fear, right? So there's different procrastination. There's procrastination with, like I was saying earlier, writing a paper, writing a song, cleaning your room, cleaning your garage. Very, very common. But there's also the procrastination on the inner self. Okay, I forgot to do my prayers. I need to do my prayers. I need to do my affirmations. And I want to do my meditation. I want to do my rituals. I want to do my novenas. I want to do my candles. I want to do my ceremony. I want to do my introspection. I'll get to that tomorrow. I'll get to that tomorrow. I'll get to tomorrow. But what happens really if you give yourself 5 minutes to just sit? We all brush our teeth and take showers, right? So if you have 5 minutes to just sit, even if you're locking yourself in a room and you're like, okay, I'm going to give myself 5 minutes, set it on timer. And then you might be full of clutter in the mind, right? And that's okay. You just say clutter in the mind. But the moment that you start to name it, I'm naming that I have clutter in my mind. I can't focus. That's okay. Just write that down too. Clutter in my mind. I can't focus. The kids are yelling and screaming. My in-laws are visiting, or my boss is screaming at me. Whatever it is, right? You just say, "There's clutter in my mind. I can't focus." And then the next thing you know, you might start to say to yourself, "I'm going to quiet my mind. I'm going to work on quieting my mind." And even if you put headphones on, earphones, whatever, right? But there's still clutter in the mind, even if you have noise canceling headphones, right? I'm just saying. But still, there's going to be the clutter in the mind where it's like, wow, overstimuli. Then you write overstimuli. And when you start to name it, go down the list, even if it's a lot of things. That's okay. Don't give up. Because when you go into that place of finding a sense of home within yourself while you're getting to the stage of when you're ready to renovate, the during these retrogrades coupled together, it's really reviewing your inner life, reviewing the inner life, the inner realm. And when you clear more of that, when you name it, when you experience and you are fearless with going inward in the inner mirror of the self, you can see patterns. And especially right now, like I was saying, with abundance, prosperity. And then you also look at money. Let's look at money. Let's look at the tangible aspect of money, the measure in which value is, right? So if we're looking at the relationship with money, because Jupiter does coincide with money, there's a lot of patterns. Does money bring up shame? Does it bring up, does it bring up happiness? Does it bring up like money is the root of all evil? Or, some of there's also themes of the scarcity imprint or the greed, right? We all know an Ebenezer Scrooge. They have access to so much money, but they act like as if they have nothing, right? But they're the way in which they are greedy, right? So money just makes you more of who you really are, right? So some people are so poor that all they have is money. So we look at is the scarcity so intense that, or the wounds or past life wounds, or have you been burned before so much to where you don't trust anyone and you just need to hold on to everything? Or, and that's respective. Money is its own language with everyone, their karma, their individual perspective. But when I'm looking at the healthy look at money, the balance of money and the abundance with money flowing like a river, paying back people that you owe, paying back your debts or communicating with it, there's a karma that comes with that. So the karma that comes from the resistance to allowing the flow of money in some way, and we all hit a roadblock. Sometimes we all go through things where, wow, like, how is that happening right now? We look within, we go within, we say, okay, I wasn't bad, I didn't do anything bad, but what am I, what's going on in my framework about money? And you look at it and you're like, okay, maybe this is one of my blocks here. Maybe this is my other block there. Maybe I'm afraid of this. Maybe I'm afraid of if I actually get too much money that maybe someone will just use me for that money or whatever. I'm just giving examples. So this is definitely time for money reflection. Also, because we're in Cancer, which is also the comforts of home, the comforts of the familial aspects and nurturing and home and bills and all the things that help us with surviving on this planet and working hard and investing into ourselves. So resources, money and resources are themes. So if you're someone who is just such a philanthropist and you're just giving, 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 but nobody ever gives you back when you need help, that's also a time to stop. We're the opposite of Ebenezer Scrooge, where everyone comes to you for money when you have money, but when you need money, they're not there for you. No one has the money to help you, and you've given them all the money. Now you don't have any left. That's also an imbalance that we all learn from either one. So I'm not saying one is worse than the other. I'm just giving perspective because the themes about money are so prevalent, especially right now. So the relationship with scarcity, the relationship with fear of scarcity, the relationship with greed and holding on to and not letting the money move around the world and letting the money flow energy, where you want to go into your unlimited, the untapped potential when you are unlimited in the frequency of giving, receiving. So, have you ever noticed that maybe you gave a homeless person 20 bucks, maybe, let's just say, and you did it altruistically. You did it with zero intention to get anything back. You just want to do it from the bottom of your heart. Or you donated 20 or $100 to someone that was hungry or a homeless, animal foundation, just something, right? And then somehow out of nowhere, you actually get that same amount or doubled or tripled within a matter of even some people, it's the same day. Some people, it's in a holy instant. Like, I'm giving that person right now that I just saw, I just bought them food, from that sandwich shop. I gave them bottles of water. I just gave them some money. And the next thing you know, someone that is like, oh, hey, by the way, here's $100 for the lunch that you paid for a month ago. Like, weird, right? Just, and sometimes it's later. Sometimes it might, but there's something to that energy frequency when you give altruistically, not with, oh, if I donate this, then maybe I will be, someone will give it back to me. More like when it's just from the root of your heart, where it's just like the first order of thinking into the second order, third order, fourth order, fifth order, like in the order of like thinking without actually thinking of the consequence to yourself altruistically, but the consequence to the cause that is an approximation to the energy of bestowing a tiny token to someone who needs it. Or an animal who needs it, or a foundation that needs it, or if you give a lot, if you give millions of dollars away, you just do it anonymously. You know what I mean? I'm just giving on a small scale to the big scale, but at any time, whenever, if it's $20 or $20 million, and it's altruistically, the energy of the intention in which you are considering the well-being of others, living and breathing, sentient beings, humans, all of that, or a cause, and it's altruistic. There is a record of that in God's eyes, in the kingdom's eyes, and the karmic balance. And Jupiter coincides with that. So the good actions that you've done from an altruistic place tend to really come back during this particular time. During this particular time, not saying that this doesn't happen every day, 365 days a year. That does happen 365 days a year. I've seen it. I've experienced it. I've also known it and observed it in other people too. But especially during this time, because it's a reflection time. So, in the inner sanctum of ourself, in our relationship, and the harmony that we have with abundance, prosperity, giving, and receiving, it is through giving that we receive, St. Francis of Assisi. It is through giving that we receive. So if I give you five apples, my neighbor might give me 10 bananas. If I give you my bread, maybe my neighbor will come bring me, let's say, apple bread. I don't know. I'm just saying. You just give in order to give, and the recipient ends up to be you later because you're only considering the consequence of the person. The sentient being, the animal, the conservation, the veterans, the homeless, the injured, the children with cancer, all of the above, whatever it may be. That's where your heart was at. So during this time, do not be surprised if some of your good karma comes back to you even more so. So, but when the good karma comes back to you, receive it. Say yes. Say, I'm open to receiving. I'm open to receiving because, again, this is your relationship with receiving. And so, there's something about with the inner abundance activation that some of us we might not know how to receive, but we can give until we're bare and we have nothing left to give. But most of all, those individuals must learn that it's okay to receive. It's okay to let God provide for you or God give to you. Let God give you the permission to give to yourself to receive. Because when you are in sometimes in survival mode, it's so difficult to access the activation of abundance frequency, prosperity frequency. So when you work with yourself and saying, I am open to receiving. I really am. I'm not going to say no anymore. I'm not going to just give and just not say yes when someone offers me an apple. I'll just say yes. And, practicing saying yes, it opens up the door so much more. And so in the ways that you can create more heaven upon earth for yourself is by receiving, giving and receiving. And sometimes, here's this little simple affirmation. You can use the Saint Francis of Assisi. It is through giving that we receive, and thereby I allow myself to receive the fruits from God and from heaven, right? The harvest from heaven. And perhaps you could speak this particular truth that I'm safe to receive, I'm safe to expand, I'm safe to have my desires fulfilled. You see, especially in Jupiter expansion, karma, good fortune planet, I am safe to receive. I am safe to expand. I am safe to have my desires fulfilled. And when you speak that, if you write that, if you whisper that to yourself, and you're in the co-creating realm, it's sometimes helpful to just sit with that feeling. And you go into prayer, you go into your inner self, and you just say to yourself, if you want, like during this Jupiter retrograde, may I really let myself heal and transmute through. May God lead and direct and guide me on the right path. And so we go into the integration. We go into how we look at ourselves and the self-actualization process. We go through the balance. We go through what sings to our soul. We work on what we can to change what we thought we couldn't change before. And if it's relationships with love, relationships with money, relationships with health, addictions, proclivities, compulsions, blockages that we experience. Sometimes we have a misunderstanding with ourselves. And so when we become the masters of our own universe, we inherently receive the keys to the kingdom. So when we do that through prayer, when we do that through our ceremony, when we do that through the comforter, we go into the gratitude. We dig deeper into the gratitude. And gratitude is also part of healing and action. So when we're in a place of renovating our inner self, we go into the gratitude of, wow, I'm so grateful that I have this tent that I can take back country, or I'm so grateful for the trees. I'm grateful for this time, or I'm grateful for the fact that I'm going to rebuild from the ground up. And you can do that prematurely to go into the gratitude notion prior to. And so when we go through the self-realization achievements, we go through that self-actualization process, we go to the inner mirror, we go into like it's our ascension essentially. And we all seek enlightenment, we all seek an ascension to occur within ourselves to get to the next place from the Genesis point of our narrative. So, rewriting the story, rewriting our narratives, redoing, revisiting, reviewing, reassessing, reanalyzing, giving ourselves permission to receive, giving ourselves permission to take action, giving ourselves permission to be the master of our physical body and also the bridge between the realms. And maybe it's a reassociation with being invited into having a reunification with God, with the Creator. Maybe with your faith, a reunion with your faith, a revisit with a deeper relationship with God, right? Or a deeper relationship with your angels. So that is all part of inner peace and bringing in that inner plane of the celestial aspects of this third dimension, transcending through the fifth dimension and beyond. And so sit with that and see how that feels for you. Just allow that to see what embodies, see what out pictures, and actively just working on it, even 5 minutes a day, conscious reconditioning. And so spelling it out, affirming it out loud, declaring it, exalting it, but praise in the self and really looking at why are you procrastinating? Is it the fear? Is it the fear of what? Fear of success, fear of failure, fear of, oh, well, if I finish this, the next big project's going to be even harder. Or fear of becoming that best version of yourself. So that's a journey inward. So, in closing, looking at everything that you're seeking in the external world, bringing it in, everything you've wanted throughout a certain timeline, looking at that journey inward during this particular time. It's truly in that directed and self-directed path to what you desire, what you deserve. And so I ask you all that to consider that through your faith or your own personal belief system or non-belief system, to look into the trust in God, the trust in the universe, trust in the cosmos, trust in nature, and trust yourself most importantly, and trust that you will be unwaveringly faithful in yourself and having that unshakable strength, the unwavering strength to just allow yourself to receive, to give and receive, and to allow yourself to ascend with self-actualization, self-realization, and bring heaven to earth for yourself and those around you. And may God prosper you and everything and everyone around you. And so I hope all of you have had a wonderful weekend so far, and I wish you happy prayers and happy blessings and happy miracle receiving. And it's always my pleasure to be with you. It is your host, Ray Trujillo of the Beyond Earth Show, and I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Thank you so much. Bye.